is the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network, coast to coast. Much love to everybody tuned in and locked in all over North America. I hope you're good. I hope you're well. I hope you're safe. I hope you feel amazing. I'm going to be hanging out with you for the next 4 hours. This is when the show gets started every single weekday, 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific. How can you listen? However the hell you listening now is one way. You can always tune in on the free Odyssey app. It's free. You can lock in on your local Infinity Sports Network affiliate. You got SiriusXM, it's channel 158. And if you got yourself a smart speaker, ask the speaker. Yeah, talk to the machine. Tell it to play the Infinity Sports Network. We got a lot to do. Congratulations to the Detroit Tigers knocking out the Houston Astros from the Major League Baseball playoffs. Thank you very much. It is Wednesday. Every Wednesday, I bring you a top six list. Today will be no different. We're going to take a look at some of the most dysfunctional franchises, sports teams in sports right now. The Raiders are acting real nutty. I think we know why, what's going on. Devontae Adams wants a trade. Tyreek Hill says he doesn't want to trade. FSU might as well trade away its head coach and Mike Norvell. Ed McCaffrey has a description about why his son is hurt. This man has so many damn sons. They've all played football. Just take some of their legs and give it to Christian McCaffrey. Anyway, NHL is getting ready to start up. Luka Doncic is already feeling hurt. What a world that we live in. What a day. Hey, Brandon Cooks is hurt too. Jalen Phillips from the Miami Dolphins, this guy's hurt too. Damn, he's out for the year. Guy needs reconstructive knee surgery after blowing out his Achilles in the MetLife Stadium turf last year. So I guess it really doesn't matter where you play. If your body's going to fall apart, it's going to fall apart. Look, I'm coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. If you want to participate in the show, you can. We got a phone number. It's connected to multiple lines. You can call up 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. You can also find me on the internet. I'm everywhere. I'm at JR Sport Brief if you use the internet. And if you do, I feel bad for you because most of the internet is a gigantic waste of time. Except for when I tell you what the show is about, and you can go ahead and read it there. Boom. At JR Sport Brief. I'm in Atlanta, Georgia. Super producer and host Ryan Hickey is in New York City. Hickey, how are you, man? You good?
I am good. Very good on this Wednesday.
Yeah, you're always good. You have never had a day. You've never had a bad day in your life, have you?
Well, I wish that was the case. Not true. But I try to bring the energy. Try to bring some positive vibes here as much as I can.
Well, we got some positive vibes right now. Congratulations to the Detroit Tigers. Knocking off the Astros 5-2 about 20 minutes ago, moving on to the divisional round of the postseason, and in the process eliminating a team that most people can't stand, the Houston Astros. Shout outs to everybody out in Houston. I know Astro fans can be real proud about what this team has accomplished over the past decade, and people are now even looking at the salary. Astros reliever Josh Hader. This man makes $20 million a year. The Detroit Tigers, the entire roster right now that is on the wild card roster, makes about $19 million. The Houston Astros have been to 7 straight ALCSs, one step away from the World Series. They've done that 7 consecutive times. They're gone. Detroit hasn't won a series of anything since 2013. Congratulations to the Detroit Tigers. You know what? A matter of fact, let's take a listen. Andy Ibanez, this man hit a 3-run triple in the 8th to give the Tigers that 5-2 lead, which ultimately won them the game. This is courtesy of the Tigers Radio Network.
Hader works third base side. Places that right foot in front of the left when he sets. The 1-2, swinging a line drive down the left field line, hooking toward the corner. Hair ball up against the wall. Bierling is in. Torkelson is in. They're waving him home. Torkelson around third. He will score. Ibanez ends up on third. It's a 3-run double, and the Tigers take a 5-2 lead in the 8th.
That's how you show some enthusiasm. Hickey, I wish the White Sox had that much enthusiasm when they were losing. I'm just saying. Like, you can't. Every game can't sound like a funeral. Like, be honest. Be factual.
So you want them to be excited as the other team is just beating them to a pulp?
Oh, boy.
Or are you saying, like, when they're down 10-3, here's an RBI single, and let's just fire, get fired up?
No. They had no life in that, that record-breaking game. None. Zero zip. Like, they all of a sudden just forgot all the facts. The White Sox lost the game, and we had no scope as to what that loss meant. None.
And it's over. Yeah, baby. Yeah, the White Sox are the worst.
Oh, no. You just say, oh, the season is over. Unfortunately, the White Sox are the worst team in Major League Baseball. You think they're going to fire the announcer for telling the truth? You can't do that.
Well.
Unless you're the Orioles, right?
I was about to say, we've seen other teams suspend their broadcaster for literally reporting on the truth.
The Orioles better be careful. Right now, the Royals are beating them 1-0 in the top of the fifth. And what's that guy? I don't remember that guy's name. We haven't talked about that guy since they put him in the closet, right? The guy told the truth, said the Orioles stink right now. Not in those words. He did it very professionally. And he told him, you can't say that. And then he disappeared for like a week. Poor guy. Anyway, he's going to disappear permanently, at least for the offseason, if the Royals hold on to beat these Orioles. They currently lead 1-0 in the top of the fifth. Also, Hickey, your New York Mets, they got some things going on. They get going in about 90 minutes. They're going to try to go out there and eliminate the Brewers. And then the Padres, well, they can get the Braves the hell up on out of here. They have an opportunity to remove them as well. So much going on. Damn. And that's just on the baseball side. Thank God. No more Houston Astros. We won't have to see Jose Altuve, rip off his shoe to show the umpire his foot until next year. We'll see you next season, Houston Astros. Congratulations to the Tigers. A guy called a bunch of months ago, and he was like, hey, JR, why don't they hold on to Skubal, and what do you think about him? I said, man, you think I'm sitting around watching the Detroit Tigers? Like, I'm here in the studio while all the games are on. I got my pick of the litter. Like, do I want to watch, I don't know, if it's Thursday, do I want to watch an NFL game in here? You know, do I want to watch the Yankees or the Mets or the Cubs? Like, why the hell would I sit in the studio, all of these screens, and select the Tigers? There's no reason. And Hickey, remember, I told that guy specifically, when the Tigers are good and they're worth a damn, I'll talk about them. And that's exactly what I'm doing. I talk about the good teams, not the bad teams. What am I going to do that for?
You're not wrong. You led the show with the Detroit Tigers because they deserve it.
They deserve it. You're damn right they do. And if I am talking about the loser teams, I'm telling you how bad they are. I'm trying to let you know that they are awful and that they need to do better. And I'm trying to highlight how awful things could be for certain franchises, which is why in 2 hours from now, I'm sharing with you a top six list of some of the most dysfunctional teams in sports. And right now, the Tigers are not there. And yes, they were awful. It was only less than 2 months ago, in the middle of August, the Tigers had a record of 55-63. They were 10 games out of a playoff spot. They had less than a 1% chance, less than a 1% chance to make the playoffs, and here they are. Congratulations, Major League Baseball. They wanted to get into a space. They wanted to get into a time where everybody felt like they belonged. Well, they really just wanted fans to still show up at the ballpark. They wanted fans to have some type of enthusiasm. They wanted fans to be excited about their teams instead of, oh, well, we suck. Let's trade away the whole roster, get rid of salary, and somehow, some way, con our fans to come into the stadium, giving them bobbleheads and T-shirts that don't fit, hats that are too big, and rally towels. Hickey, what's some other garbage they give you at the stadium? I don't know.
One thing I hate, and your city does it, the flags.
Excuse me.
Why flags? Do they give the flags out at Falcons games? They wave the flags. That doesn't do anything.
Flags? Flags for what? Inside the stadium?
Yeah.
Like a terrible towel?
But way worse. You know what I'm talking about? Like the, right?
No, I see flags. People got flags on their cars.
In the stadium, they're waving them out. I'm pretty sure I'm thinking about the Falcons. Yeah.
I don't know.
I got to look that up.
You don't like flags as a giveaway?
No, I don't.
I don't like the t-shirt. The t-shirts never fit. What am I going to do with a 5X t-shirt?
Well, fine. Fair. Yeah, maybe. You wouldn't Kelly to get some different sizes there, I guess. You know?
Yeah. Can I have a medium shirt? No, sir. We only have extra, extra large. Okay, well. All right. Then no t-shirt for me. I'm screwed.
Not even like a rack around the house in. I'm going to do some yard work. I'll just put on this oversized shirt. No?
It's too big.
Okay.
Two sizes too big. Not. I can't even work out in a 3X shirt. Come on. I can't even do that.
God, those muscles pop. That t-shirt will just swallow up any muscle gain for sure.
Sure. Right. Absolutely. You're correct. Yeah, they give away some crap at these games. 855-212-4227. How about this? Greg is calling from Michigan. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. What's up, Greg?
Oh, my God, JR, it's the Warrior, Mr. Positive. I was the one that asked you that question there, young man, and you did say that to me. Unbelievable. I'm putting it all over the world. yes, who would have thought this, JR, that the Tigers have come this far with 10 games behind 500 or the playoffs August 10th? Unfreaking-believable, my friend. And now, JR, I have to ask you,
yeah,
what do you really think of the Tigers and Tarek Skubal? Because everybody's got to go for their dreams. What say you, JR, my man?
Well, I think that they're going to be eliminated.
What?
So I know they got Cleveland. What? They got Cleveland up next. I think that they're going to be eliminated. What do you want from me?
JR, come on. What? We mean, this is improbable. This is magical. This is voodoo. Okay. This is what happens when you believe in yourself.
Okay.
JR, come on now. Please tell me that they have a fighting chance.
Well, everybody has a fighting chance. I mean, we've seen that before. Everybody has a chance. You saw Buster Douglas, right? You seen him, what he did to Mike Tyson in Tokyo. Yeah, you saw that.
Of course.
Well, that was one hit. The Detroit Tigers are going to have to find a whole lot more hits to knock off Cleveland. That's just what I'm saying.
Love ya. Thanks for taking my call, JR. Everybody, go for your dreams.
Well, thank you, Greg, for calling from Michigan. Yeah, go for your dreams. We all got dreams. That doesn't mean that they're going to come true. Sorry. This is being honest here. Anyway, if I got to really be honest, I think the Yankees, they're going to come out of the American League. Especially the fact that now they don't have to look at Houston. And I know Houston, they don't have the bats at the back end of the lineup that they used to have. I'm also happy that, I don't know, I'm not wishing bad on anybody. Hickey, stop me if I start getting in trouble. I'm glad that Justin Verlander, I'm glad he wasn't available. Am I wrong for that?
Why? Because he's too old?
Nah, I'm sick of him.
Like
Jeez. He took all that money from the New York Mets, and then they sent him out to Texas, and it's like, bro, sit down. He said a couple of months ago, a couple of weeks, he's like, hey, I came back from my neck surgery and injury too fast, and now I won't be able to help. They didn't even have him here available for the last two games. Like, what are we doing? Stay home.
You got Kate Upton at home. Justin, stay there.
Yeah, Kate Upton. Yeah, it's not bad. He's 41 years old. I had a joke that I can't say on the radio. I say, you want to throw the ball or do you want to go home? I'll just leave it there. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. Congratulations to the Detroit Tigers. This is a team that doesn't know what the playoffs are. They won their first series since 2013, knocking the Astros out of any team, knocking the Astros out of the postseason. On behalf of everyone all over America, most of us, thank you to Detroit. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. I told you we got a lot to get into. In about 90 minutes, we'll get into a top six list of the most dysfunctional sports franchises just all over North America. But when we come back on the other side of the break, we're going to talk about a team that's getting ready to trade away its wide receiver. And Antonio Pierce, yeah, I'm talking about the Raiders. What did he say? Does he have Twitter fingers? Did he accidentally hit the wrong thing on Instagram? We'll find out on the next episode. Really, on the other side of the break, it's the JR Sport Brief Show. Don't move.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. That's high praise. Thank you very much. Hey, high praise to the Detroit Tigers knocking off those Astros. We got some Eminem playing in the background. It's not often you get a chance to talk about the Tigers. The Tigers have sucked forever. And good for them. 855-212-4227. It's 855-212-4227. And thank you for knocking off the Astros. But anyway, speaking of teams that are used to stinking to join up, let's move over to another big story of the day. Let's talk about those Raiders. Because we've had to spend the past 2 days on Davante Adams. Whether or not he was going to stick around in Las Vegas with his new head coach, Antonio Pierce. Whether he was going to move on. And then things got real funny. Hilarious. When apparently on the internet, there was a report on Instagram. Hey, Davante Adams may have played his final game as a Las Vegas Raider. And the head coach of the team, Antonio Pierce, liked the photo. Now, let's be real. I think anybody with social media, there's nothing worse than tapping on something that you have no intention of. Like, I don't know, being Hickey, you can't relate. Neither can I. Hickey, can you imagine being a married man and you're just scrolling on Instagram and you're just scrolling? You accidentally like something or someone you're not supposed to? Could you imagine?
No, that is bad news everywhere.
And imagine if that person and reaches out to your wife or significant other and is like, hey, what was going on? Isn't that terrible?
Absolutely terrible. Worst case scenario, some would say.
Imagine being a head football coach and liking a post that says your star player may be gone from the team. And imagine being the star player going, what the hell type of mind games is this? What type of punk, you know what, is my head coach that he's liking posts on Instagram like a teenager? What are we doing? And so Davante Adams had no answers for this. This took place yesterday. And then we got word that Davante Adams wants a trade out of Las Vegas. I said yesterday, I think he'd either go to the Saints or the Jets. It'd be hilarious if he went to the Chiefs. Of course, yes, I know the Chiefs play in the same damn division as the Raiders, but the Raiders are stupid. Have you seen the haircut of their owner? Have you seen Mark Davis? I'm just saying, I'll move on quickly. Outside of that, we know he wants to go, and the Raiders want him gone. And we talked about this yesterday. What the hell is Antonio Pierce going to say? What is Antonio Pierce? I don't know. Maybe he still thinks he's a football player. Either that or he believes he's Belichick. What is his explanation for liking an Instagram post that basically indicates he wants his star player gone? Well, Antonio Pierce was asked that question. Hey, did you like that post on Instagram where you said your star player might be gone? Did you do that, Antonio?
Is that something that was accidental on your part in terms of liking a post? Or?
Yeah, I'm just focused on Denver.
Oh, so it wasn't an accident. Or was it an accident? We don't know because he's just focused on Denver. Reminds me of some guy named Belichick. Hickey, where was he going? Was he on to Kansas City? Is that what he was doing?
Cincinnati.
Oh, Cincinnati. It's on to Cincinnati?
We're on to Cincinnati.
Antonio Pierce hasn't even won anything yet. He got this nonsense from him. Okay, Antonio Pierce doesn't know whether he accidentally liked an Instagram post or not. Silly. Anyway, let's listen to Antonio Pierce. Let's listen to him be asked about Davante. He's dealing with that hamstring, right? Is he going to play? Is he not going to play? Is he in the building? What's up?
Yeah, Devontae's dealing with a hamstring. He's rehabbing, and the rest of us are focused on Denver.
Is he here in the building today? Or?
He's supposed to be rehabbing.
He's supposed to be rehabbing. What, is he in the building or not in the building? Oh, man. Hickey, I feel like I'm listening to one of the interactions between me and some of the callers sometimes.
When you're asking a question and it's not getting answered?
Yeah, so hey Bob, really, to be honest with me, Bob, do you think, I don't know, the Sacramento Kings are going to win the championship? Well, JR, no, it's yes or it's no. Damn. Antonio Pierce couldn't answer a straight question to save his life today. Okay, let's listen to this last question. Did you talk to Davante today? Are y'all still cool? Is there beef? Are y'all beefing like two teenagers on TikTok? What's the problem?
And me and Davante talk often.
Have you talked to him since all of this?
I'll leave that between me and Devontae.
Are you concerned at all about this being a distraction?
No, because we're focused on Denver.
Oh, my God. Hickey, I can't fight the man. He beat me up. I can't. He whooped my ass. This man played middle linebacker in the NFL. Maybe if I kicked him in the knee, I'd have a chance.
The old Dan Campbell school? Bite the kneecaps?
Bite him at the kneecaps, kick him in the throat. All of that. I have to be dirty. I don't like him as a coach. I'm finished. I'm done. I don't like him.
Wow.
I don't. I can't. He's acting like a teenager. He's Hickey. Is Tom Thibodeau going on Instagram liking photos of, I don't know, Julius Randle getting a boot? Could you imagine that?
No, absolutely not. And maybe, you know, maybe that's why Bill Belichick is smart. Stay off social media. Can't get in trouble that way.
And by the way, the trade is official right now. Karl Anthony Towns is officially a Knick, and Julius Randle is officially a Timberwolf. It's official. Could you imagine that? No. Julius Randle puts up his goodbye post, and Tom Thibodeau likes it. Like, yeah, bye, sayonara. Like, what are we doing?
Comments, see ya.
Yo, what are we doing? We got a head coach in the NFL using Instagram. What are you doing? On his own play, on his team. And then he's getting it. It's hilarious. Can't stop laughing. And then he's standing in front of a press conference, and he's not answering questions. Hey, let's listen to that one more time. Antonio Pierce is asked, did you like the Instagram post by accident? Listen to this.
Is that something that was accidental on your part in terms of liking the post? Or?
Yeah, I'm just focused on Denver.
Yeah, I did it. Yo, stand up, be a man on it, right? Isn't that what you are? You're the head coach of an NFL team, used to crack skulls in the league. You won a championship with the New York Giants. Stand on it. Why is everybody so afraid to make their stance and make their point known? Playing these silly games. I thought we had enough silly games with Brandon Ayuk on the San Francisco 49ers. I thought we were done. People have to utilize silly games on social media to get the point. What happened? I don't know. Las Vegas Raiders woke up one day and said, you know what? We just need to get him out of here. How are we going to do that? Let's have the coach go on Instagram and like a post to upset Devontae so Devontae wants out. Problem solved. Not outside of the realm of possibility, but that just tells you how crap of an organization the Raiders are. What are we doing? And Antonio is, this is not a, it's not setting a good precedent. He's always been straightforward, brash, to the point. Back in the summer in training camp towards the end when he named the starting quarterback, Antonio Pierce didn't waste any time. The man popped up on a Zoom and said, oh, yep, so we're going with Gardner Minshew. He's our starting quarterback. Done. That's it. We believe him, everybody in organizations behind him. If you're going to be this straightforward now, today, and also be this evasive when it comes to simple questions. I get it. People got a lot of things to do in Vegas, like drink and other things. I'm sure the media, they got better things to worry about too than sitting around with him. Yeah, they got to do their jobs, but I'm sure they gamble when they finish, right? Hickey, the people who work media in Vegas, they gamble after they do the job, or they go home.
Oh, good question. I guess we can ask Vinny Bonsignor what do you do on your time off here in an hour.
Oh, yeah.
I would say go home.
Oh, Vinny will be here next hour. Yeah, you're right. Damn. But let me tell you, this is not going to fly well for a whole season. What happens when the Raiders get worse? What happens when they trade him and you can only throw the ball to Brock Bowers but so much? What happens when they get worse? They're going to get worse before they get better. And is Antonio Pierce going to still be evasive or is he just going to relax? I just know his tenor and how he's conducting and responding to the media. If you're going to do this every time there's some type of adversity, man, you're going to get fired sooner than later. It is the Raiders. You are going to get fired. He already knows it. Come on now. Hey, that's why he's acting this way. And then he doesn't have a quarterback, so he knows the team sucks anyway. 855-212-4227. Trey, he's calling from Myrtle Beach You're on the JR Sport Brief Show, coast to coast. What's up, Trey?
So guys, Cowboys fan, unfortunately, I can't erase it from my soul, but we're not trading for Devontae Adams, so Cowboys fans can get that out of their mind. And I'll tell you why. Dak Prescott's why. $60 million a year. He's got CeeDee Lamb paid. He can't throw a ball to save his life still. He's had Dez Bryant. He's had Jason Witten. He's had Amari Cooper, who we already traded the Raiders for a number one receiver. And he still couldn't get it done, throwing for 12 points against the 49ers, 16 points.
Hey, Trey, forget all that for a second. You driving a BMW?
No.
Oh, I heard the BMW noise. Continue on. Go ahead.
Oh, GMC.
Okay, all right. Keep going.
So Jerry Jones isn't going to cater to the fan base and to Dak Prescott anymore because Dak Prescott's not catering to him. Dak Prescott says he doesn't play for money. Then he got paid the most money ever. If he'd have taken a little bit of a discount, maybe that could happen. Maybe some other things could have happened for a quarterback who's maybe mid-level talent getting paid more money than Patrick Mahomes, and he's and everybody's crying because we can't go get a number one receiver again.
He was an MVP candidate last year.
I don't care. That's a popularity contest. Everybody knows it.
It's voted on by the Associated Press, a bunch of nerds who sit around. It's not a popularity contest, Trey. If you don't like Dak Prescott, that's fine. He's one of the best quarterbacks, but he has a crap record in the postseason. And then, yeah, he can love football. The market is the market. If he can make 60 mil, then let him make 60 mil. The bigger and larger issue for the Dallas Cowboys doesn't rest with the salary of CeeDee Lamb. It doesn't rest with the salary of Dak Prescott at $60 million a year. It rests at the guy who's handing them out and who treats the team like it's the Hunger Games. It's Jerry Jones. I mean, this is the man who could have saved money by paying these dudes sooner than what he did.
How do we know that, though?
How do we know what?
How do we know the agents aren't telling these players to wait until the last minute so they get paid the most money than the last guy who just got paid, and they're all holding out to wait for that last moment so they get the most money? Everybody just assumes that Jerry Jones didn't want to pay Dak. Maybe Dak didn't want to get paid yet because he knew he could do more.
That is 100% logical. Yes, you are correct.
Why didn't Dak come out in January and say, I'll play for $40 million?
Trey, that's not how you make money in a game where if you hit your head on the ground, they tell you to go take a hike. I can use precedent, not just in this past summer. I can go back to 2020. I can go back to a guy who broke his leg on the field. That dude's name was also Dak Prescott. This man's leg and bone broke out of his skin, and unfortunately, we had to watch it on television. You know who waited?
I don't question his heart.
You don't wait. Oh, my God. This guy, Trey. Not everybody that drives a GMC sounds like this guy. Trey, it's not about questioning heart. If you stopped and listened, you would understand what I was getting to. Jerry Jones waited to pay him then. He could have paid him before he broke his leg. He paid him after he broke his leg. And then he still had to pay him a crap ton of money. He had to pay him the second highest salary behind Patrick Mahomes because the market was set at that time. And if he would have paid him before them, he wouldn't have to. There's a precedent for this. It's Jerry Jones. Why do we want everybody to give up money? I don't know what you do for a living, Trey. Do you want to give up money? Like, leave Dak alone. If you want to kill Dak for sucking in a postseason, good. He has. You can't change that. But why we got to beat up everybody got to give up money? I don't want to give up money. And if you are going to give up money, do something like that Dikembe Mutombo. Give it up for a good cause. There's enough money in the NFL to go around. Dak Prescott. He's like, oh, I'm going to leave $5 million. What's that going to do? You think they're not bringing in Devontae because of $5 million? No, man. Stop. They're not bringing in Devontae because Jerry Jones is one of the worst general managers in the entire league. He doesn't know how to get the hell up on out the way. He knows how to build a team that's good enough to go to the postseason and get wiped out. He's good enough to build up his own valuation in the team north of $10 billion, but he's not good enough to win football games. Guy's in his early 80s. You would think he would say, I'd move out the way. But he's so damn arrogant, this same Jerry Jones wants to sit around and tell everybody, nobody can run the team better than I can. Well, we'll find out one day. You just may not be here to see it. That sucks. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. 42-27. I'm not going anywhere. I'm going to be here on the other side of the break. We talked about these Raiders and Davante Adams. Well, I have to get into someone else. I have to talk to you about the New York Jets. Because Aaron Rodgers and Rob Saleh, they're telling everybody that they can get along. Why did Aaron Rodgers not want a hug? Why is Rob Saleh changing his mind after Aaron Rodgers' press conferences? We're going to get into that on the other side of the break. And then there's another coach as well. Well, he's not on a hot seat. He might as well just get fired sooner than later. He's down in Tallahassee.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
It's the JR Sport Brief show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. Oh, this is that it's that New York song. Yeah, this is that Alicia Keys and Jay-Z, New York. Gets everybody hyped up, I guess, right? I guess. Aaron Rodgers is going to play this song when he leaves New York. He's going to light a match and just drive away back to, I don't know, drive to Oregon or something like that. I don't know. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. They just play that song everywhere. Hickey, did they play that game at the Liberty? They played that song at the Liberty game last night, right? I think they did.
I did not hear it. Okay. Interesting.
Alicia Keys was at the game.
Then that makes all the sense in the world.
Yeah. Why don't they tell, hey, stand up and sing, Alicia. Stand up.
That would have been cool. That would have been very cool.
Why are we playing this over the loudspeaker when you just sing it? Sing. Go ahead. Sing.
Don't be shy.
Yep. And she'd be like, it's going to cost you, I don't know, 300. How many verses you want? 300. 100 a verse. Anyway, and speaking of New York, as we talked about Davante Adams, where he's going to go. Obviously, the rumors say he wants to go somewhere where he's familiar with the quarterback. That would be Aaron Rodgers of the New York Jets, all their years with the Green Bay Packers, or it would take him down to New Orleans, where he played with Derek Carr for a little while with the Raiders, but more so with Fresno State. New York Jets got other issues right now. The relationship between Rodgers and Saleh, you just heard that in the news flash from Marco Belletti. And then, of course, you know, even being asked about what's going on right now with Davante Adams. Rob Saleh was doing his press conference, you know, I guess because Aaron Rodgers told him to go stand out there and answer questions. Rob Saleh was asked about Davante, and Rob Saleh, well, he didn't have much of an answer. Listen to this.
We'll always look at everything, but at the same time, we're locked in on the guys that are here, and those are the guys we're going to focus on.
Player becomes available that's played with Aaron before. Hypothetically, would you consult Aaron to get his opinion about the player and whether he was bigger?
We're going to focus on the guys that are here.
Rob Saleh is going to hate everybody. He's going to hate everybody. Hey, Rob, are you going to talk to Aaron Rodgers if a guy that he played with becomes available? Rob Saleh's like, do you know how many times I got to get this guy's water? Coffee? You know how many times Aaron Rodgers has sent me to Dunkin' Donuts? Now I got to go and ask the guy if we can bring in a wide receiver? Of course I got to talk to Aaron Rodgers about this. Of course I do. Rob Saleh, whenever he leaves New York, he is not coming back unless he's a defensive coordinator for the opposition. This man is going to run away from New Jersey. And then he had to answer that question about his relationship with Aaron Rodgers, going back and forth about the cadence. And Aaron Rodgers is like, there's nothing wrong with the cadence. Our guys have to be disciplined. And Rob Saleh answered that question today. Are you and Aaron Rodgers good? Listen to Rob Saleh.
There is no cadence issue. There never was a cadence issue. It was created.
What is your relationship with Aaron now? How would you describe it?
Aaron and I are fantastic. Love the guy.
Okay. Hickey, when I love somebody, I got no problem giving him a hug. Aaron Rodgers did not want to give this man a hug after a touchdown. Said, get off me.
Do you ever sigh when you're talking about someone you love? Like, oh, yeah, I love him.
I'm trying to think. Give me some time.
Not right now.
In the past, yeah, but not right now, Hickey. Not right now. No. Not right now.
That's what I would think, too. And so it makes you wonder then, how does he really feel?
Is Rob Saleh sick of the media or is he sick of Aaron Rodgers?
Both. probably more the media. He needs Aaron.
Look, he does. This man has been the Jets coach since 2021. He has a record of 20-35. Now, he's had to go through some crap years. They just gave him Zach Wilson, and Saleh, gave him an inexperienced offensive coordinator. That's on Saleh, right? Okay, this man last year, he got a mulligan because Aaron Rodgers blew out his Achilles early. And so, but at the same time, now he's healthy. The New York Jets are 2-2. They could barely go out there and hang with the Broncos who beat them 10-9. They were undisciplined. People are looking at Rob Saleh going, hey, bro, what's your excuse this year? There are no more excuses. And so Aaron Rodgers has had success in the NFL, and he's beefed with coaches while they have been winning. And so what happens if these New York Jets continue to look like hot ass on a summer day? What is he going to do? He's not going to demand that Saleh gets the boot. Not going to happen. He's just going to be angry, a curmudgeon. He's going to, you know, go on interviews and it changes tune and say something crazy once every 3 weeks. New York Jets better turn it around because Aaron Rodgers is going to be nutso anyway. Aaron Rodgers was on Pat McAfee's show yesterday. And he was asked about his relationship. And I guess they said we need to be on the same page when we talk to the media. Because listen to this.
Rob and I have a great relationship. We have since day one when I got here. You know, we have text message conversations, threads that we're in, conversations about a number of different topics outside of football. We got a good friendship. Yeah, he was interested in Egypt for sure.
Hickey, now I got to admit that was funny.
You like that?
that was funny. Why didn't they ask Rob Saleh about Egypt? Why didn't they ask him about that? Because he fined him because he went? He's like, so Aaron, I have to find you. Or Joe's going to find you. Joe's going to find you. But how was the Sphinx? How were the pyramids? Like, come on, what are we doing? Egypt. Let me tell you, for these guys to love each other and they talk about so many things and they get along so well. If and when Rob Saleh is kind of relieved of his duties as head coach of the New York Jets / Aaron Rodgers whipping boy, Aaron Rodgers is never going to talk to this guy again. Aaron Rodgers is going to act like he doesn't exist. It's not going to be no text messages about going to Egypt. Aaron Rodgers is going to go on another one of these cleanses up in the northwestern mountains, and he's just going to disappear, and Rob Saleh is going to be the defensive coordinator for the, I don't know, Jacksonville Jaguars. Like, that's what's going to happen. And they'll never talk again. I hate to be the bearer of bad news. This is one of those hotshot relationships. You think it's all good and great. You're there for a while, and then, boom, everything blows to smithereens. You never talk again. It's Aaron Rodgers. I hate to be, saying anything personal, but it's widely known. Like, I don't know. The guy didn't talk to his parents for, Hickey, was it years?
Going on, I think, a decade at least, maybe even more than that.
Yeah, and then he just saw his dad like last year or something. Then, whoa, come on. If I'm Rob Saleh, I don't want to be that guy's friend. And I get it. I need this guy to have my job. I just want to coach you, bro. I'm not texting you about Egypt. Lying to people about our relationship. I also love how he just calls him Rob. I don't think I've ever heard him call him coach. He never will. It's Aaron Rodgers for you. Anyway, 855-212-4227. We did have a guy, by the way. And Devontae Adams, he might end up with the Jets. That may fix the Jets. If I'm Rob Saleh, I'm pushing that button. Give me this man today. Just trade whatever the idiots want. What do the Raiders want? Send them whatever. Mike McCarthy had to answer a question about Devontae Adams, too. Like our caller asked about, he's like, hey, the Cowboys can't get it because Dak's salary. No, Cowboys can't get it because Jerry Jones is an idiot. He's broke. He could have signed Derrick Henry. Didn't do that because he didn't want to. He didn't want to pay. Mike McCarthy, this is what he had to say about Devontae.
Personally, I have tremendous you know, love and respect for Devontae. I had a chance to see him out there in Vegas in the preseason, so don't really know exactly what's going on there. But you know, once again, we do feel very confident with our receiver room.
Brandon Cooks is going to miss a game because of a knee infection. He had a procedure on his knee. Now he's out with an infection. Probably stuffing his guy full of penicillin, I guess. Dallas Cowboys are a sad, sad story. Thank you, Jerry. And sarcastically. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. We're going to take a break. When we come back on the other side, we're going to talk about a big name in the NFL dealing with an injury, and we don't know when he's coming back. His name is Christian McCaffrey. We got an update there. Vincent Bonsignor is going to join us from the Las Vegas Review-Journal to talk about Adams. We're going to talk about Florida State University and more. It's the JR Sport Brief Show, coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network.